typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
It's Jason Voorhees.
Fred Krueger, Mother. Fred Krueger!
It is time, Michael.
When there is no more room in hell.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
The dead.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We'll walk the earth.
I'm eternal, child. I am the eater of them.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The boogeyman is real.
Here's Johnny.
The blackest eyes.
Every year.
The devil's eyes.
Don't fall asleep.
It's got a death curse.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Death Curse Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Parker. And for tonight's episode, a community spotlight. For those who purchase and represent with horror apparel, I would like to welcome James Amaral from Slasher Tees. So thanks for joining me tonight, James, and how are things going?
Not a problem. Happy to be here. Huge fan of the show. Things are going great. Things are going perfect, actually. Happy to be
on. Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. So let's just kick things off and Slasher Tees, slasher-tees.com. You're also on Etsy, advertise on Instagram, on Facebook. Let's just kick things off. Tell me a little bit about how you got into the horror t-shirt business.
So I actually have to put the blame fully on, or blame credit, whatever, fully on Friday the 13th, the game.
Really?
I've been a freelance or amateur graphic designer for a while now. You know, I started about 5-6 years ago, really kind of just designing random stuff. But it was really when I started playing Friday the 13th, the game, I ended up getting, you know, finding a few friends that we would kind of play on private matches and that sort of thing. We would talk outside the game and everything else. And I had designed t-shirts in the past, and we were just talking one day, and one of them was like, hey, you know, this, what do you think of this? And I was like, oh, that'd make a really cool t-shirt. And then I jumped on one of the sites that I used at the time. I made up the t-shirt, you know, they all bought it. And I was like, all right, wow, I made a little bit of money from that. And there was just kind of more ideas flowing through the group. And from there, you know, Slasher Tees was born. I started with a small fulfillment business, fulfillment partner. And then I kind of moved up to Etsy, and I think it really kind of had the product now. At that, when I first started, I think I started last July, really kind of going strong, and by October I was kind of ready to move on. And at that point I had about 20 shirts on the site that were being regularly purchased. So it was a really exciting time, for me, for my friends. And we're still good friends and hoping to do that for the near future, at least to be friends with them, at least if, regardless of whether Slasher Tees works out or not, or continues into, you know, the next, 25 years? Who knows? Who knows if we're even going to be wearing clothes then?
Right. You know, you never know. Shit, it's hard to say with all the bullshit that goes on nowadays. But, wow, right. that's inspiring to hear that a video game that I love. I'm a huge Friday the 13th fan. I play the shit out of Friday. And so it's right. Awesome to hear that the game actually inspired someone to go into business for themselves, essentially. So I think that's awesome. Now, mentioning the Friday, the game, and that being a factor – now I gotta call out the elephant in the room here, and we talked a little bit about this earlier. If anyone happens to look through the designs, just specifically the Packanack shirt with the Jason mask. So we gotta talk about that just a little bit there, because I know there's been some people, the diehard fans, will definitely point fingers at that one.
Right, right. So that shirt in general is specifically a game shirt, not necessarily a film shirt, because that was actually one of my first shirts that I had made. So, you know, the hockey mask was kind of there. Plus, it is extremely hard to make a shirt, and I will probably have some part two shirts coming out. But it is pretty hard to have a potato sack and a hole in it translate as, okay, that's what that is, onto a t-shirt. So it was made originally as one of my first, I think, 4 or 5 shirts that were specifically game shirts. Like, you'll see the Chad face shirt. That's a fairly new one, actually. But I think my first few were the Packanack one, the Lifeguard one, the Camp Crystal Lake Lifeguard one, the Crystal Lake one, and I believe Keep Calm and Call Tommy.
Yeah.
Were a few of my first ones.
Okay.
So yeah. That was specifically a game shirt. You know, the idea had crossed my mind to put the, you know, sack head up there, but like I said, it's really kind of hard to make that translate and not just look like a giant tan blob. But I will have part two specific shirts coming.
Awesome.
Soon, at least.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, because I've been looking forward to another good part two shirt. You don't see those very often. Usually they're pretty basic, so that's awesome to hear. But I figured there was probably a reason behind that, since I did see the other shirts that I kind of had a feeling were game related. And right. After hearing you talk about the game earlier and whatnot, that makes total sense. But you know how the diehards are out there. They're going to poke
right.
And prod at the littlest thing. So as long as you got that reasoning behind it, then, hey, you know what? You can poke at it if you want, but here's the reason why. Either buy it or don't. If you don't like it, don't buy it. So, no.
Exactly.
I totally get it. Yeah, absolutely. I totally get it. So, once again, yeah, I just think that's awesome that the game actually transpired into what you're doing now. And I've scrolled through on the Etsy site, and for anybody that doesn't want to mess around with the Etsy link, just go to slasher-tees.com. It will direct you right to his Etsy store. You can scroll through there. There's a little bit for everyone. You'll see the Friday the 13th game related shirts. I believe there's some Nightmare on Elm Street love on there. There's a Captain Spaulding shirt. I think I'm seeing 40 some listings right now, somewhere around there. So a little bit
somewhere
for everyone. Yep. A little bit for everyone. Get in there and check it out, make a purchase. And also, we were talking a little bit earlier, you are, up for suggestions from other people as far as new shirt designs.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you want to see a certain kind of shirt, you know, we have our Facebook page, which I'm sure, is shared to this podcast page on Facebook. Because it's a very long, mine is a very long link. So we have the Facebook page. You can message us on Facebook. You can message us even on the Etsy, and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this shirt? And if I end up using the design, if it ended up selling well, you know, it's from anywhere between 10% off to a free shirt yourself, depending on the popularity of the design or, you know, the validity of the design. You know, I have no problem, you know, saying, hey, give him back, you know, you gave me the design. You should have something out of it too. I'm using your ideas, not just mine.
Yeah, there you go. And that's awesome. Hey, there's a little bit of piece of the pie for everybody, I guess you could say. So that's awesome to hear. So anybody with some decent ideas, definitely hit James up, and who knows, he might use your idea. I just gave him an idea before we started the show that I'd like to see a new Candyman design. I think that'd be badass. Right. Yeah, there was a one from about a year and a half ago that I actually purchased and is the only decent design I've seen in the last few years. So that was my suggestion to James, was maybe to think up ideas for a Candyman shirt or play around with those concepts. But with the horror genre as big as it is, the possibilities are endless. I did notice that you had the cool Captain Spaulding shirt on there. You can't ever go wrong.
That was an extensive process. That was actually almost entirely hand-drawn. On my computer, I actually used a mouse and everything to hand draw that. That Captain Spaulding is about 6 hours of art.
Oh, wow. You can never go wrong with Captain Spaulding. He's a badass character, right. And I love the Devil's Rejects, so that's definitely one to check out, too. But like I said, there's a little bit of something on there for everybody. But since you had mentioned the Facebook page and all that good stuff, why don't you go ahead and throw out how people can contact you or where they can check out the products as far as direct links to Facebook and Instagram?
So both of my direct links are at @SlasherTeesCreations. The Instagram is at @SlasherTeesCreations, and the Facebook is facebook.com/SlasherTeesCreations.
Well, there you go. There's your direct links. You can get out there and check out the designs or send them a message if you think you got a good idea. So, but yeah, I mean, so horror t-shirts, that's primarily your business. So with that in mind, what got you into the horror genre in general? I mean, I know you said that the game transpired into making the shirts, but why horror in general?
Horror in general has really been a lifelong passion of mine. I was always the weird kid in school. You know, the kind of a short, stocky kid. And I was just that guy, you know, between middle school, high school, and everything else, that I was always into the horror stuff, and I was always into haunted houses, and just the weird and the strange. You know, I was just that person, and it really started from a young age. You know, one of my mom's boyfriends, we used to sit down and watch like B horror movies. Like, I think we watched Jack Frost at one point, or, you know, I guess the Leprechaun can be thrown in there, but I'm talking like Rumpelstiltskin, Jack Frost, like those just weird B movies that we would look at now and be like, wow, this, it doesn't really hold up a lot. It's more, you know, campy stuff, that sort of thing. That's kind of where I started. And Freddy Krueger was actually originally a really big love for me, but since then, and I mean, I feel like I'm going to get lynched for saying this, you know, it's not, I'm not crazy about the camp anymore. It's, I gotta see blood, I guess, at this point.
Gotcha. So on the mainstream side of it, Nightmare on Elm Street was one of your favorites, I guess, of the main slashers.
Yeah, I think originally Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't know about favorites, definitely one of the first is probably the best way to say that. One of the first was Nightmare on Elm Street, but it quickly grew into actually Jason and Michael. And now they actually inspired me. Those movies ended up inspiring me to pursue media, where I got my, I went to school for media at Johnson & Wales and studied, you know, film and that sort of stuff, and kind of discovered some of the older ones. And I think right now my favorite slasher movie would be arguably one of the first slashers is The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Okay. All right. I feel you on that one. That's another good film. Absolutely.
So that's probably my favorite slasher film right now, or just in general, is The Town That Dreaded Sundown. I feel like there's a lot that happens in there that you can really see over the next, you know, 20 years and still to this day. A lot that, you know, Halloween obviously borrowed, a lot that Friday the 13th borrowed, you know, that sort of stuff.
Sure, you absolutely.
Really see up today, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that definitely was inspiring. It's one of those films that I think is often forgotten about or overlooked as far as how great of contributions or inspirations that it did bring to the largely known slashers, such as the Freddy, the Jason, the Michael. But I mean, the 80s horror icons are so dominant that it's nice to hear that there are some of the films like that that are going to get some love that people might not have heard about in a while, because Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, Leatherface, Hellraiser. I mean, those films, every time you turn around, you see a new poster for them. You see a new t-shirt, you see a new figure, but you don't hear a lot about that movie in particular. So it's nice to hear a little bit of love for that. So now, as far
as I'll for sure have some teas for Town of the Dead Sundown soon, just figuring out the schematics for it, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Awesome. That's another great idea. I think that one will do well once it gets some exposure. And of course, with the 80s icons being dominant, and we're always going to see shirts for those characters, and sometimes it's hard to see a new decent design unless you start getting real, real detailed, just because it's a billion-dollar industry with it anymore. I mean, so many years have passed and so many products out there. So as far as any of the newer stuff, maybe the post-Scream era, maybe more recent stuff that we've seen, do you have any thoughts or ideas for any new designs coming out in the near future that might focus on more of the current horror genre stuff?
I definitely think that I will have some. It's just right now trying to figure out the icon part of it. You know, trying to, my biggest thing with t-shirts is being able to look at a shirt and be like, oh, I get it, you know, that sort of thing. That so with some of the newer ones, it's kind of hard to do that because a lot of them are, I don't want to, you know, there's not a lot of iconic moments, or there's not that iconic hockey mask or that iconic mask, or, you know, I have a ghost face mask on one of the shirts. You know, there's that one moment or that one symbol that really points it out, and I am trying for some of the newer ones. Maybe Annabelle, some of the really popular ones coming up. I want an Insidious shirt. I want an Annabelle shirt. Maybe a Conjuring with the Nun. Those types of things. Those symbols. That's what I think is important. You know, I've never wanted to just walk around with a shirt that says The Conjuring on it. You know, I didn't have anything to do with the movie. You know, and yeah, I could give free advertising to the movie, but more fan service T-shirts is what I'm really kind of wanting to do.
Yeah, and I know what you mean by that. It's kind of pointless to just have something with a title on it, and if you can't come up with the perfect design, it kind of feels like you're wasting your time. And one other film that I haven't really seen much as far as apparel goes, and that is from Sinister. I thought that character was pretty kick-ass myself.
That's probably, when you come down to recent horror films and, like, the horror genre in general, Sinister and Sinister 2, probably my favorites I've done. I actually work at haunted houses locally. I'm from New England. So I work at haunted houses, and I've actually done Bagul quite a few times in the haunted houses, and it's just fantastic. I started with, a homemade mask that I had made with the help of my my mother-in-law, who does, like, all the painting and stuff like that. And then I ended up getting kind of upgrading, but no, they're definitely going to be Sinister shirts on this shop at one point.
Awesome. Now, as far as talking about Sinister, now I got to give a plug out to a friend of mine, Chuck Ryan, Chuck Ryan Cosplay. He does a kick-ass costume. You can check him out on Facebook. You can check him out on Instagram if you're a Sinister fan. He's got an awesome cosplay for that. So go give Chuck Ryan a follow. Tell him I sent you. And he's just got a top-notch costume. I really dig it. So that's awesome to hear, because I definitely will be purchasing a Sinister shirt. I think that movie was pretty underrated. And as far as the look of the character, I think it's a great design for a T-shirt. So that's awesome to hear that you're going to jump off into the Sinister side and bring us a couple shirts from that particular film, because you'll definitely be getting purchases from me. I guarantee you on that.
Well, that's great. You know, even one more is just, you know, fantastic. It's a labor of love at this point. I'm doing it because I really enjoy it. I love it. I love sitting down doing the designs. It's a huge stress relief for me. And it's kind of a cool thing, you know, my friends and I, we'll talk back and forth, like, hey, what do you think of this for a shirt? And I'll be like, oh, that's great. Like, a lot of the original shirts came from them. And then different edits have come from, you know, them saying, hey, what if you did this a little bit differently? And they've really been behind me 100% on this. And honestly, again, this goes back to, I met them online through a video game, you know, and since I've driven out to one of their respective states, which is about 10-hour drive, and then we're all meeting up soon to go camping out. But it's, you know, it's been great. It's like I said, it's a labor of love, and it's really cool to have that group of people behind me and kind of being able to, like, well, what if you change this a little bit? And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. So they've been definitely some of my biggest supporters.
Well, and that's cool to hear, because the fans are the ones who are buying the shit, right? So if they have a suggestion, that's the people that you want to get the feedback from. But just think it's always inspiring to hear that the impact that Friday the 13th, the game, has had. It had a huge impact on my life. As some of our listeners will know, I also am the producer and host of the Return to Camp Blood podcast, which is an all Friday the 13th show. And of course, we did a lot of coverage on the game, and that led me to making connections and people that I've also became friends with, because I just played the shit out of that game when it first came out. I mean, nonstop. So I know what you mean by bringing people together and ideas coming together. And it's crazy what kind of shit comes up in your chat parties. You'll be playing the game, and then 1 minute it's like, oh, hey, I got this idea. And then depending on who's in the chat party and what their capabilities are or talents are, next thing you know, ideas become reality. And here we are talking about that exact same thing.
Exactly. You know, it ends up being, you know, hey, you know, that would be, I think the actual conversation where we were talking about a tournament that was going to happen, and it was like, oh, if you win, you know, you get a shirt with Friday the 13th on it and all of your player tags are on the back. And I think I just mentioned like, oh yeah, I can make something like that, you know, that sort of thing. And then it just spawned into this business that's just been a great labor of love for me. It's like I said, it's a great stress relief. And it's a way to kind of, you know, I have a couple of funny jokes on there, like, you know, the Keep Your Chin Up shirt is probably one of my favorite shirts at this time. I just find it really funny. So that sort of stuff. It's just been like a cool outlet for myself. And, you know, just to be able to talk to my friends about it, it's great.
Absolutely. And I love the horror genre. It engulfs so much of my life with all the avenues that I'm involved in and the multitude of stuff out there and, of course, conventions and all that good stuff. And like I said, I just think it's awesome to see what one video game can do. And I've seen other projects come out of the video game and people that became connected through the video game. So it you can never have too much horror merchandise out there. So anybody that has an idea nowadays, with the power of the interwebs and just with James here and his story, if you've got an idea out there, you can make it happen. So definitely inspiring to hear. And I think you got some good products and hopefully the business continues to grow.
All right. I appreciate that. That means a ton. Like I said, huge fan of your show and I'm happy to be on. I do want to say anybody listening to the show or any one of your fans, if they use promo code DCR, 13, so that's DCR13 at checkout, it's 13% off of your order. So I do want to put that out there.
Definitely appreciate that. Yeah, definitely appreciate that. And it's the perfect number also, 13. So
exactly.
that's the perfect coincidence. So if you're listening to this, which we'll also post a link in the on the show's Facebook page and other avenues, we'll post a link to that too. But if you're listening and you want to check out some shirts and pick up some cool shit, DCR13 for your 13% off, definitely appreciated. But most of the horror fans, I think once they scroll through, they're probably going to see a couple on there that they like. And also, as we mentioned earlier, if you've got an idea or you've got a couple ideas, then definitely get in touch with James. And you never know, your idea might be on a shirt sometime soon. So with that in mind, go ahead and throw out the plugs again where people can contact you, because I have a feeling there's going to be some ideas coming your way pretty soon.
So like I said, it's facebook.com/FlasherTCreations. The Instagram is at FlasherTCreations. And the website is flasher-tees.com. That'll bring you right to my Etsy. And you can message me on any one of those three platforms, and I'll be able to see it almost instantaneously. So I'll definitely get back to you on it, and you know, we'll try to make something happen on that.
Well, there you go. If you've got ideas, get on it, because I'm always interested in seeing new shit. So I'm curious as to seeing some people's ideas and seeing what goes on the next shirt. So definitely big thanks to James, and check out Slasher Tees. I appreciate your time and joining me tonight.
All right. Thanks so much, Nate. I'm happy to be on.
All right. That wraps up another episode of Death Curse Radio. So please rate and review wherever the hell you listen to the show at, and check us out on Facebook at Death Curse Radio or our website, deathcurseradio.com. This episode was brought to you by Slasher Tees. So go check them out and buy some shit, or something bad might happen to you. Until next time.
Evil lurks in the mind of a madman.
This is the end, friend.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell. From the prime time, bitch!
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Candyman.
Candyman. Eternal.
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
That is what
I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Some things have a strange idea entertained.